Chapter 1, 1867. His Highness Prince Ivan Volkonsky, a flunky in the livery of the British Embassy announced in a loud voice. Lord Marston, who was writing a letter, turned round from the desk at first incredulously, then sprang to his feet.
"Ivan, my dear fellow," he exclaimed. "I had no idea you were in Paris."
"I have only just arrived," the prince replied, "and I was delighted to be told that you were here. I was sent over for my sins to report to the Prime Minister on the exhibition," Lord Marston said. "But now you've arrived, I dare say I can neglect my duties and we can enjoy ourselves."
"We certainly will," the prince said.
He threw himself down in one of the comfortable chairs, looking, his friend thought, more attractive and more handsome than he remembered. Lord Marston and the prince, who was the cousin of the Tsar, had been close friends ever since they were young men when Lord Marston's father was ambassador to St. Petersburg. They were of the same age, and both had been involved in various escapades in Russia, France, and England, which had made society in all three countries raise their eyebrows. But it was, in fact, the prince who was the ringleader in every outrageous adventure. For Lord Marston, conventionally English in many ways, would not on his own have embarked on such escapades. His rather expressionless face was, however, smiling with pleasure, and his eyes were alight as he sat opposite his friend and asked,
"Tell me, Ivan, what have you been up to now?"
The prince's eyes were twinkling. His eyes were, in fact, the most arresting part about him. They were almost purple, fringed with long dark lashes, and revealed in their depths all the wild, passionate emotions which coursed through him. It was perhaps chiefly his eyes which made the prince so alluring to women that he left a trail of broken hearts behind him wherever he went. He had almost classical features and the slim, athletic body of a man who spends a great deal of his life in the saddle. Even among the innumerable handsome men who decorated the Tsar's court, Prince Ivan was outstanding.